I'm starting a new series on my Anchor station, channel, podcast. I don't really know what they're called nowadays. But I'm starting a new series, and that is off topic. Just a little bit of a departure from what I normally talk about, you know, faith. I mean, of course, it's all in that perspective. But just something a little bit off topic, maybe in the world of entertainment, which these next two anchors are going to be about. But I just want to start this just to give me an avenue just to share a few thoughts that I just really have on my mind that I really want to share. So here we go. You are listening to the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. Stay tuned for more. First, let's talk about a trend I'm seeing an awful lot in movies recently. It's just an interesting trend. And this is the best thing I can say with it. That is gratuitous children. Now, this sounds really silly on the surface of it, but if you look at a lot of action movies coming out nowadays, at least in the trailers, they tend to showcase children in them. For almost no good reason and no obvious connection to the plot of the story. Now, I think the most recent example of this is Godzilla, the latest Godzilla sequel, where it's going to have like a bunch of different monsters in it. My dad's really excited about that movie, but in the trailer, they showcase this girl who obviously is a young person. I don't know the exact age, but I assume like a teenager. And I still don't really understand why she is in the trailer or in the movie. Now, I haven't seen the movie yet, so I really don't know. But it kind of brings up something kind of troubling. A lot of movies are really bringing in a lot of younger kids, teenagers, for really no good reason into their stories, just to kind of bring in the kids. And I think that this is a departure from a lot of older action movies. You didn't see as many kids in different action movies in the back of the day, but I don't know, I may be wrong about that. But I just find this being an interesting trend. So another example of this is these are movies I haven't seen, but I've seen the trailers. I'm just looking from a marketing perspective, and that is Predator. Predator had a kid in the trailer that the trailer gave you no indication how he was related to the plot or whether he was actually important. They just said, okay, there's a kid in the movie. It really is kind of deceptive. Because Predator was, I think, an R-rated movie, and there's a kid in it, and a lot of, at least, younger teenagers were getting a little excited about the movie. But it's just kind of unfortunate that they just kind of add these children for really no good reason, these different action franchises. Now, there are good examples of having younger characters in an action franchise and playing a big role. Or even just in a kid's movie. But I feel like there's a lot of movies out that just kind of like, okay, we need to have some sort of teenager or kid needs to be in the movie, need to be special for some reason. Because, and this is just from the trailers, this Godzilla movie, all I can tell about this girl character, and I haven't really read up on the background or anything, is she seems to be somewhat connected. It looks like that her mom is a scientist or official or something that is related to whatever projects that are studying these creatures. Somehow she's related to the action. Now, I'm curious if a lot of this stems out of the kind of YA, the young adult movies and trends that happened a couple years ago, and they're still going on. So I think a lot of older action franchises are trying to capitalize on it by adding younger characters and attracting more teenagers and young adults. I just find this really interesting and a little bit unfortunate, especially when some action franchises, A, may not be appropriate for most kids, and trying to portray it as having a kid in it and possibly being family-friendly or kid-friendly is kind of deceptive. But also, it can really dumb down a lot of action movies for the rest of us. It could really stifle the plot just to add some kid in there, and sometimes the kids can be annoying to add to different plots. I just find it interesting. Tell me what your thoughts are. Is this a trend I'm making up in my head? Do you see this trend? This just adding kids to trailers and movies, even if they don't play a big role? And tell me what you think. Is it really that big of an issue? Am I blowing it out of the water? I don't know. I definitely want to see this new Godzilla movie, so maybe I'll have a different opinion once I actually see it. But that's my thought on this. I'm Chase Carrington. You're listening to The Chase Carrington Show. Stay tuned. Okay, now here's something really interesting. This has really annoyed me about something in particular, but okay, so I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but there's a game called Star Wars Battlefront 2. It is a blockbuster game in many respects, and it was released about this time last year. It's a Star Wars game, and it's fairly popular. It went over some controversies in the more hardcore gaming community, but it's sold enough, and it is a pretty popular game. So, I rather like the game. It's one of the few games I play frequently, and I rather enjoy playing. It's a fun game to play. I've gotten pretty good at it. I'm getting better at it, and my progression is pretty far along as a player. And I played the beta. I played it for, I guess, a year now, or about a year. But so here's the interesting thing that really just bothers me about the game. It's not really bothers me, it's just kind of annoying. And that is DICE, the creators of the game, really, really lay on just really thick the idea that the Rebels are perfect and awesome and the Empire is evil. And especially in a game, and now looking back, I realize that this has really been something that they played up way too much from the beginning. I don't know if this is DICE is doing or the publisher EA, but they really, really emphasize that, oh, the Rebels, they love civilians, they'll protect civilians, keep them safe, and the Empire hates civilians, they want to kill them all. That's just how it works. And it really kind of annoys me, because that's really not how Star Wars works. Now, to some respect, of course, Star Wars is a story about good and evil, and you do have a good side and a bad side. Yes, you do. But at the same time, it's not all that simple. And I really don't like how they portray the Empire as being just like, okay, we want to destroy everything, we hate everything. And it really makes playing from the perspective of the Empire not any fun when your commander is yelling out things like, yeah, kill all the civilians. Well, not like that, but it's like civilian casualties are acceptable or something like that. And they say it a lot. And it's just really unnecessary. Especially from a game a lot of people were hoping would give us a unique take on the Empire by allowing us to play a campaign as an Imperial Special Forces unit, Special Forces officer. And the annoying thing about that is it looks like that originally we were supposed to get that, but in the end, the character, Aiden Versio, just ends up switching sides a few seconds in. And it really reinforces my theory that DICE really, really did not want to blur any lines at all. They really did not want the Empire to look the least bit feasible. And this is what I do enjoy about a lot of the Star Wars books, especially the Thrawn and Phasma. They show you that the Empire, they have reasons to be there. I mean, a lot of these Imperial soldiers aren't exactly drafted. A lot of them are volunteers. And a lot of them are there because they see the Empire as a way to protect their planets, their universe, whatever. They see that as a way, at least the foot soldiers. I mean, yeah, probably if you look at, I mean, Palpatine and higher-ups are pretty much evil. But especially when you're in a game that's playing from the perspective of pretty much just like a random soldier for the most part, it just really is kind of weird how they're like, they really just really lay it on really, really thick. So I can't remember exact quotes. Maybe I'll go play the game and see if I can record some of it. But so like, One is like, okay, the rebel officer is speaking to you on the comms when you start the game. This is a multiplayer game, and it's like okay, we must protect the world or something like that. And then it's like, okay, protect the civilians. Okay, that's fine. It's a realistic thing, but it just feels like they're really trying to pull you towards the rebellion being the perfect, awesome side. Now, I'm going to get deep into this, and this is why I think that perspective is not necessary and is not true in the world of Star Wars. Now, again, as I said, Star Wars is a battle between good and evil, but the rebellion itself and the motivations of each character are drastically different, and it's tough to predict. But I would think, as a normal foot soldier, and just from the perspective of a lot of different Star Wars Rebels episodes and just our portrayal of a lot of different resistance and rebel fighters, a lot of them are there because something happened to them at the hand of the Empire. So the Empire destroyed their farm. The Empire killed their family. The Empire did this, did that. And the thing is, while it is this whole idea of having hope, at the same time, a lot of the foot soldiers most likely had an element of hatred in their motivation of defeating the Empire. And I think that this is overlooked in a game. It's like, okay, protect the civilians. Yes, they protect the civilians because they're the rebels and they like to think better of themselves. But at the same time, what about Empire, the Imperials? They don't care if they blow up Imperials. It's a unique situation. But altogether, I just don't really like how the tone, it just kind of annoys me. It's probably a very small thing, and I don't know if anyone really agrees with me on this, but it just really felt like the game developers were really trying to make the Empire not fun. they really just like, another thing was kind of odd. It sounded almost silly how the Empire would say, glory to the Empire or something like that. As far as I can remember, I don't remember there being anything like that in the movies. Now, I could be wrong, but I believe, as far as I can remember, there's no one saying glory to the Empire. This is our glory to the Emperor. Now, in the presence of the Emperor, maybe, but it's just kind of odd to yell that in the middle of battle. I don't know. I think more I'd say it out loud, it's probably not that big of a deal. But I thought I'd put that out there and just get that off my chest, because it just is, I don't know, it's just been kind of an interesting, it's a really interesting observation that they really like to paint the rebels as being perfect in every single way and be a direct contrast to the Empire. And I just find it to be a little bit, I don't know, laid on just very thick and unrealistic way. You don't have to play the game for yourself. And if you do, tell me if you've seen this yourself. Is it a problem? Is it not? Am I just making a big deal out of it? Or maybe I'm just imagining things. I guess basically this off-topic show is just going to be me making up imaginary issues, I guess, and talk about them. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chase Carrington, of course. It's in the title. If it's not, Alyssa has stolen my phone. That's my sister. And thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe on Anchor or on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Check out some of the others. I worked on a Christmas Bible study series. I've only done one episode so far. I'm working on the rest. But that one episode, I put a lot of work into that. I would love it if you check it out right below this episode or maybe a few episodes down in the feed. Thank you so much. Again, I'm Chase Carrington. God bless and good night.